Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Tuesday class, June 4, 2024. Joel.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to Joel chapter 3. Joel chapter 3. And by the way, I gave a too good of a clue last week of what the next book will be. Too good of a clue, because about half the congregation came up with the right answer. I only have so many millions of dollars to give out. So good job by you, and you keep coming up and saying, it's this book, you're right. What kind of wine do you like? And then some people don't like wine, they just want hard booze. Vodka, whiskey. What do you want? And then there's others. Don't bother me with that. Just a honey-baked ham. That's all I'm looking for. So in preparation to worship our Lord, let's pray. Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. The very fact that we are still here today as a client nation to God is strictly by your grace and your power. We thank you, Father, that Jesus Christ controls history. In the midst of our national apostasy and degeneracy, we thank you that Jesus Christ controls history. And the satanic attack on Israel and the Ukraine, we thank you that Jesus Christ controls history. We thank you, sir, for your perfect plan. We thank you for the privilege we have this evening of assembling in freedom to worship you through the study of your word. And as we do so, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. This is the May-June issue of Israel My Glory, put out by Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And the executive director and president of the Friends of Israel is Jim Showers. And this article is by Jim. Hamas's brutal attack on Israel last October and the subsequent war exposed the current global rise of anti-Semitism. protesters justified Hamas's massacre and declared support for this terrorist organization with the rallying cry, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." But many of those who chant this phrase do not understand its implications. "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free" is a cry for the elimination of the state of Israel and the Jewish people. It demands the murder of all Jewish people from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea, calling for Israel's demise is not only anti-Semitic, it's genocidal. And many within the church sadly fail to understand modern Israel's existence as an act of God's will. Why is Israel still here? And why will they always be here? Israel will never be destroyed. The Jewish people will never be destroyed. Why? Because they are God's chosen people. They are His inheritance. And He has a plan for them. He will rescue the remnant from the tribulation who survived the tribulation. There won't be a lot, but there'll be a remnant of Jews who survived the tribulation. And Jesus Christ will rescue them and bring them into the millennial kingdom, into the land of Israel. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of David, in His true humanity, a Jew, the Messiah in true humanity, is a Jew. And He will rule the world. He will rule the world from Jerusalem, and the whole world will be blessed by association with the Jewish people, Israel, and Jesus Christ. Blessed. God has a future plan for Israel. They will never, ever, ever be destroyed. And we are studying. That's why there's a lot of pastors that just don't teach the Old Testament. It's very, very important for the royal family of God today, especially as we're near the end of the church age and close to the tribulation. It's imperative that the royal family of God understands these things inside and out. So he says, many within the church sadly fail to understand modern Israel's existence as an act of God's will. This is the will of God. Some of these skeptics believe the state of Israel's establishment was an overreaction to the Holocaust of World War II. And they hold the nation Israel responsible for all violence in the Middle East. Such thinking indicts God. When you say that, you are indicting God for permitting Israel's rebirth, and allowing the Jewish people's return to their ancient homeland. A development that began in the late 19th century, prior to the Holocaust. Yet, God did exactly what He said He would do. Through the prophets, Isaiah 11:11, Isaiah 66:8, Jeremiah 16:14-15, Ezekiel 20:33-34, Hosea 3:4-5. He declared the Jewish people will be replanted in their land, never to be uprooted again, Amos 9:15. Thus, to oppose Israel's existence is to oppose God. You're really fighting God. You're opposing God's will and God's plan. Good luck on that. This defiance also impugns God's sovereignty, implying that He was uninvolved in bringing about Israel's return or failed to foresee the trouble it would cause. Claiming Israel's regeneration was an accident accuses God of mistakenly permitting it to happen, and denies that He purposefully acted to return the Jewish people home from the place to which they were scattered. But through the Word of God, modern Israel fits neatly into God's redemptive plan. Just as God prophesied and fulfilled the scattering of the Jewish people, He also promised to return and restore them from the four corners of the earth. The process of Israel's regathering that began more than a century ago continues today. Modern Israel is a miracle. There's no other way to explain how the Jewish people were exiled from their promised land for 1,900 years, and then returned. Now they have to be in the land. There has to be some Jews in the land. Most Jews are still not in the land, but some had to be in the land because in the tribulation period, there are Jews in the land. In fact, they will rebuild the temple, and the temple will be in the tribulation. And we know that because the Antichrist, halfway through the tribulation, will come into the temple and declare Himself to be God. And when that happens, Jesus Christ said, "All you Jews in Israel, take off! Get out of Israel! Spread out!" And they will be scattered all over the world. Why? Because the Antichrist is trying to destroy every single one of them. And he will destroy most of them. Most of them will be destroyed. But there will be a remnant. A remnant who, as a result of Moses and Elijah and 144,000 super evangelists, they will realize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And they will believe in Jesus Christ. They'll be scattered all over the world because the Antichrist is trying to kill them all. But Jesus Christ will rescue that remnant. Now, most of them will die a martyr's death. Most of those believers, Jewish believers, will die a martyr's death in the tribulation from the Antichrist. But there will be a remnant that will be rescued by the Lord Jesus Christ. And they will go in and take the land, Israel. And there will be a remnant of Gentile believers. Because the Antichrist wants to kill all those who believe in Jesus Christ, whether they're Gentile or Jew. He specifically wants to get rid of all Jews. Then he wins the angelic conflict. But anyone who believes in Christ, Gentile or Jew, he seeks to destroy. And there will be a remnant of Gentile believers who will be rescued. And they will go into the millennium. But there will be just a small remnant. Most believers during the tribulation, first of all, will be killed by the prostitute ecumenical religion, and then by the Antichrist. But there will be a remnant. God has a plan for his inheritance, his chosen people. And Israel is God's chosen people. The Jews are God's chosen people. Not Norway. Not the Norwegians. Now, if you are Norwegian or Polish, German, whatever you are, you're none of those things at the moment of salvation. You're royal family of God. We're royal family of God. We are not just family of God, regeneration. Through the baptism of the Spirit, we're entered into union with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We're royal family of God. We are the body of Christ on earth. We're the bride of Christ for all eternity. We'll come back with the groom, Jesus Christ the groom, at the second advent. He comes back. We come back as his bride. And then 1,000 years millennial wedding celebration for 1,000 years. So, the fact of Israel's return and restoration is a unique historical phenomenon. Usually, an exiled nation is absorbed into the people groups it joins. It's unnatural for a nation to live in exile for centuries and keep its identity and dream to return home. No other exiled people have ever returned to their homeland to become a nation again. This is why the state of Israel is a miracle unfolding before our eyes. Israel still faces hatred and violence because the Jewish people are God's uniquely chosen people and the vehicle through whom he will redeem the world. But continued attempts to wipe Israel from the map, like Hamas's attack on October 7th, 2023, will result in utter failure. Utter failure. Israel will never, ever be destroyed. Never. One day, God will complete his plan, Revelation 21, verse 6. He loves the Jewish people with an everlasting love, Jeremiah 31, 3. And has promised they will endure forever, verses 35 and 36. Seeking Israel's destruction is a fool's errand, spearheaded by Satan himself, God's enemy. The modern Jewish state of Israel is proof that God continues to fulfill his prophetic word and that we are quickly approaching the end of this age, the church age. Jim Showers, We even had a fellow from the Friends of Israel come to Las Vegas, and the only church that he came to see and speak to, Upland Bible Church. The only one in the city of Las Vegas he came to see. And he just wanted to thank us for our support of the Friends of Israel. And they are Orthodox. They are doctrinal. And they are a light in the darkness. But then, you ought to be a light in the darkness as well. All right. Well, that was the perfect introduction to Joel chapter 3. And in Joel chapter 3, verse 1, we have the restoration of Israel. We've exegeted that verse. For behold, in those days, and at that appointed time, the early days of the millennial kingdom, right after the second advent, when I, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall cause to bring back the fortunes and grace blessings of Judah and Jerusalem. At the second advent, the Lord Jesus Christ will cause the captivity and persecution of the Jewish people to cease. The Antichrist in his attempt to destroy every Jew from the face of the earth and win the angelic conflict fails. And the Lord Jesus Christ will rescue the remnant and bring them into the millennium. Not only will the Lord cause their persecution to cease, but he will also regather the remnant of Jewish believers back into their land, Israel, that was deeded to them by the Lord. Israel was deeded to the Jewish people by the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ will restore the fortunes and grace blessings to his chosen people, to his inheritance. Then the Jewish people will be one people back in their own land. And the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of David, will rule planet Earth for 1,000 years. Isaiah 11, 10 to 12, Jeremiah 23, 5 to 8, Acts 15, 15 to 18, Matthew 24, 30 and 31. Now through negative volition and arrogance, the Jewish people have turned away from the living and true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. They have disobeyed the mandates given to them in the Word of God, the God-breathed Scriptures. And as a result, they came under divine discipline. The five cycles of national discipline. And God warned them that. But just because they came under the five cycles of national discipline, that doesn't mean that God says, okay, I'm through with you. You're no longer my chosen people. Now, it's the Norskies. Maybe even a couple of Swedes in there. No, I couldn't go that much. Can't go that far. And God told them, sure, you disobey, you become negative and arrogant, you fail to fulfill the mandates that I have given to you, then I will discipline you. Five cycles of national discipline, but I won't destroy you. When Pompey the Great came to Jerusalem in 63 BC and captured it, that was the beginning of the fourth cycle of discipline of the Jews. The fourth cycle of discipline was administered by the Lord through the Romans. And the Jews were under Roman rule until 70 AD, when the fifth cycle of discipline was administered. Titus and the Roman legions slaughtered 1,900,000 Jews. Titus and the Roman legions slaughtered 1,900,000 Jews. And the survivors fled all over the world. Scattered all over the world just to survive. One, the fifth cycle of discipline has lasted nearly 2,000 years. And by the way, for the most part, there are a few exceptions. There are a few Jews in the land that have believed in Jesus Christ, but most of the Jews that are there are unbelievers. And they're still under the fifth cycle of national discipline. And they will continue under the fifth cycle of national discipline until the tribulation and the great tribulation. And then, as a result of Moses and Elijah and the 144,000 super evangelists, they will realize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And they will believe in him. But they also know that the Antichrist is trying to wipe them off the face of the earth. So they're scattered. And Jesus said that. When you see the abomination that causes desolation, the Antichrist declaring himself to be God in the temple in the Holy of Holies, leave and head to the mountains. Scatter. And they did. And yet many of them were martyred for their faith in Christ, but there was a remnant that made it to the second advent and were rescued by Christ. So point one, the fifth cycle of discipline has lasted nearly 2,000 years, and it will not be terminated until the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. The fifth cycle of discipline has lasted nearly 2,000 years, and it will not be terminated until the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. Two, at that appointed time, Israel will be restored as a client nation to God. Now, in the church age, the only client nations to God our Gentile client nation, not Israel, just Gentile. And today, the United States of America is the client nation to God. How much longer are we going to be? Well, I think the handwriting's on the wall. Unless there is a spiritual revival, unless the pivot of mature believers becomes greater, far greater than it is now, we're toast. But right now, we are the client nation to God. So point two, at that appointed time, Israel would be restored as a client nation to God. Jews back in the land today has not changed the fifth cycle of discipline. Israel's still under the fifth cycle of discipline, but there are Jews back in the land today, just most of them are unbelievers. And this will continue through most of the tribulation. Three, Jews are scattered all over the world today. And they will continue to be scattered until the second advent of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are some Jews in Israel today. Most of them are unbelievers. There are a few that have believed in Christ as their Savior. Jews are scattered all over the world and will continue to be scattered until the second advent of our Lord Jesus Christ. For at the second advent, born again Jews, the remnant of Jewish believers, will be restored to their land. From all over planet Earth, they will be brought and restored to the land of Israel, deeded to them by the Lord Jesus Christ. 5. True Israel of the restoration is the born again Jew. True Israel of the restoration is the born again Jew. 6. Romans 9:6 tells us that not all Israel is Israel. Romans 9:6 says, but it is not as though the word of God has failed, for they are not all Israel who are descended from Israel. The principle is, Israel is the only nation formed by regeneration. Israel is the only nation in human history formed by regeneration. Abraham was a believer. His brother Nahor was an unbeliever and the father of the Arameans. Isaac was a believer. His brother Ishmael was an unbeliever and the father of the Midianites. Jacob was a believer. His twin brother Esau was an unbeliever and the father of the Edomites. Israel is the only nation in all of human history formed by regeneration. 7. The Lord Jesus Christ is the founder of the nation Israel. The Lord Jesus Christ is the founder of the nation Israel. 8. That is why Jesus Christ has this title. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Israel is the only nation formed by regeneration. 9. Therefore, a racial Jew is not necessarily a saved Jew. Therefore, a racial Jew is not necessarily a saved Jew. A born-again Jew. And most Jews today are not saved. Most of them are unbelievers. 10. You have to be born again, regeneration, through faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works, to be a true Jew. You have to be born again, regeneration, through faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all work, to be a true Jew, like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 11. The basis for the restoration of Israel is also found in the four unconditional covenants. God has made four unconditional covenants with Israel. True Israel. Regenerate Israel. The Abrahamic, Palestinian, Davidic, and New Covenants. Unconditional covenants. They will be fulfilled by Jesus Christ. When? At the second advent of Christ, when he returns to the earth. He will fulfill the four unconditional covenants he made with his chosen people, with his inheritance, Israel, the Abrahamic, Palestinian, Davidic, and New Covenants. 12. All of the unconditional covenants, they all have an eternal life clause. They all have an eternal life clause. Only Jews that have the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ will enter into these covenants, the four unconditional covenants. All of the unconditional covenants have an eternal life clause. And only Jews that have the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ will enter into these covenants. 13. Those Jews who are racial Jews but do not have the gift of eternal life, they will not enter into the blessings of these covenants. Those Jews who are racial Jews but do not have the gift of eternal life will not enter into the blessings of these covenants. Only regenerate Jews, only the remnant of Jewish believers, those who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ will. And therefore, Israel's future depends upon the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. Israel has no future until the tribulation is completed, the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ has taken place, the institution of the four unconditional covenants is reality, and regenerate Israel, true Israel, is restored to the land. It's the Lord Jesus Christ who will cause Israel to be restored to the land that He deeded to them. It's always belonged to Israel. The Lord Jesus Christ will cause Israel to be restored at the appointed time following His second advent and the beginning of the millennial kingdom. That's the future. True Israel has a future. And I don't care if you're stupid Hamas terrorists, Hezbollah terrorists, you think you're going to destroy Israel and the Jews from the face of the earth? You're saying you're greater than the living and true God? You're greater than the omnipotent God? God has a future for Israel. And it's in the Word of God again and again and again. You think these terrorist organizations, they think they're greater than the living and true God, Jesus Christ. And they're not. And they will realize that they're not. So Joel 3:1, for behold, in those days and at that appointed time, early days of the millennial kingdom, right after the second advent, when I, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall cause to bring back the fortunes and grace blessings of Judah and Jerusalem. Now, Joel chapter 3, verses 2 to 17. Now we have the Lord Jesus Christ judging the nations. The Lord Jesus Christ judging the nations. By way of introduction, one, in the day of the Lord, God will not only gather regenerate Israel back to the land, But he will also gather all nations into the valley of Jehoshaphat for the purpose of judgment. In the day of the Lord, God will not only gather regenerate Israel back to the land, but he will also gather all nations into the valley of Jehoshaphat for the purpose of judgment. 2. Therefore, in the future day of the Lord, regenerate Israel and her enemies will be carefully distinguished. Therefore, in the future day of the Lord, regenerate Israel and her enemies will be carefully distinguished. 3. The Lord Jesus Christ will restore regenerate Israel in fulfillment of the promise that he gave to Moses. The Lord Jesus Christ will restore regenerate Israel in fulfillment of the promise he gave to Moses. Turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy 30, starting at verse 1. When all these blessings and curses I have set before you come upon you, and you take them to heart wherever the Lord your God disperses you among the nations, and when you and your children return to the Lord your God and obey him with all your heart and with all your soul, according to everything I command you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where he scattered you. Even if you have been banished to the most distant land under the heavens, from there the Lord your God will gather you and bring you back. He will bring you to the land that belonged to your fathers, and you will take possession of it. He will make you more prosperous and numerous than your fathers. The Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants so that you may love him with all your heart and with all your soul and live. The Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies. On your enemies who hate and persecute you. And you will again obey the Lord and follow all his commands I am giving you today. 4. At the same time, the Lord will gather the nations for judgment. At the same time, the Lord will gather the nations for judgment. 5. The site of this judgment will be the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Now, the word Jehoshaphat is a transliteration. Doesn't tell you what it means. Jehoshaphat is a transliteration. The translation is the Lord judges. So the valley of Jehoshaphat is the valley of the Lord judges. All right. Verse 2. I will also gather all nations. The conjunction vav, prefix to the PL, perfect of kavats, plus the direct object marker F, joined by a makef to the noun kol, which is also joined by a makef to the masculine plural of goyim, with a definite article. Kavats. Q, A, B, A, T, S, kavats. A couple of things on this verb. First of all, in the kal stem, kavats means to gather. That's the kal stem, to gather. Two, in the nifal stem, kavats means to assemble. Three, in the PL stem, which is what we have, it means to intensively gather together. The PL stem is extremely important, for it is the intensive stem of the Hebrew. Four, the gathering together of the Gentile nations following the second advent will be a very intensive activity accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ. The gathering together of the Gentile nations following the second advent will be a very intensive activity accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ. Five. The first person singular subject is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ will be performing the action of intensively gathering together all Gentile survivors of the tribulation. The Lord Jesus Christ will be performing the action of intensively gathering together all Gentile survivors of the tribulation. Now, there will be two categories of those Gentile survivors, believers and unbelievers. So, six. The Gentile believers, who also were hiding in the mountain from the Antichrist because he was trying to kill all those who believe in Jesus Christ. He declared himself to be God. And he wanted to kill anyone who declared Jesus Christ to be the living and true God. So there will be some Gentile believers who will survive the tribulation. And they will be rescued by Jesus Christ and enter into the millennial kingdom. Seven, the Gentile unbelievers will be judged by the Lord Jesus Christ and cast off the earth into torments, awaiting the second resurrection and the great white throne judgment, when they will be cast into the lake of fire. The Gentile unbelievers will be judged by the Lord Jesus Christ and cast off the earth into torments, awaiting the second resurrection and the great white throne judgment, when they will be cast into the lake of fire. The vav is a vav conversive. The vav conversive converts the perfect into an imperfect. And that means it now has the force of a future tense. And therefore, this will take place in the future, in the day of the Lord, following the second advent of Christ to the earth. The direct object marker F introduces the ones whom the Lord will intensively gather together for judgment, and that is the noun kol goyim. Goyim. That's the way a good Jew would say it. Goyim. So we have kol. K-O-L, kol. Oh, right over here. Kol means the whole of or all. And then goyim. G, long, O, Y, I, M. Goyim. And goyim refers to the nations, the Gentiles, the Gentile nations. So the corrected translation, I will intensively gather together all the Gentile nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. That we have the conjunction vav prefixed to the hifil perfect this time of yarad, plus the prepositional phrase el, joined by a makef to emek, plus the proper noun Yehoshaphat. First of all, the verb yarav. Y-A-R-A-D, yarad. Couple of things on this verb. In the Kal stem, yarad means to come down, to go down, to descend. But we don't have the Kal stem. Two, in the Hifil stem, which is what we have, it means to cause to come down, to cause to go down, to bring down. Three, the Lord Jesus Christ will cause the Gentile nations to be brought down into the valley of judgment. And this is all Gentile unbelievers that are still living at the end, at the second advent of Christ. They will all be brought down into the valley of judgment. The vav conversive again converts the perfect into an imperfect. The imperfect once again has the force of the future tense. Therefore, once again, this emphasizes that this judgment will take place in the day of the Lord following the second advent of Christ and the establishment of the millennial kingdom. The preposition el is a directional preposition. Aleph, E-L, directional preposition into. And then we have the noun emek. Ayin, E-M-E-Q, emek. And emek comes from the verb amok. Ayin, A-M-O-Q. O-Q, the verb amok. And the verb amok means to be deep, and the noun emek means a deep valley. And this deep valley has a name, and the name is Yehoshaphat. Y, Shava, H-O-S-H-A-P-H-A-T, Yehoshaphat. And that has been transliterated, Jehoshaphat, but doesn't tell you what it means. When you translate it, it means the Lord judges. I will intensively gather together all the Gentile nations, and I will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, the valley of the Lord judges. One, The Valley of Jehoshaphat is only mentioned in Joel 3, verse 2, and Joel 3, verse 12, two times in the Old Testament scriptures, Joel 3, 2, Joel 3, 12, 2. When the Lord Jesus Christ returns at the second advent and his feet touched down on the Mount of Olives, a huge earthquake will occur, splitting the Mount of Olives and forming a massive, deep valley. Turn over to Zechariah 14. And you people, you're so sharp. Zechariah 14. See, I gave the clue last time that everybody, you went, I don't know what you do, you go to your computer and check these things out and what it is. And I said that Israel will have a wall of fire in protection. And Jesus Christ is the wall of fire around Israel. That was a clue, and you got it, you looked up, you got that all. That's in Zechariah chapter 2. And Jesus Christ is the wall of fire. And he's the wall of fire when they come back. When they come back from the fifth cycle of discipline and come back in, under the decree of Cyrus, they're told, you can go back to your land. When they go back, there's no walled cities. There's no fortifications. And there's no temple either. And so Zechariah encourages them, first and foremost, you got to rebuild the temple. That's got to go first. Forget about the fortifications. Jesus Christ is the wall of fire around you. He will protect you. Don't worry about all the other nations. Jesus Christ is the wall of fire. And he will protect you. You need to get first thing first. And that is put God before fortifications. They go, oh, yes, sir. Rebuild the temple. So they rebuild the temple, put God first. And while that was going on, the Lord Jesus Christ was the wall of fire protecting them. No enemy, no nation was going to touch them. Jesus Christ was the wall of fire on them. Why? Because when they returned with a pivot. Zechariah was a part of that pivot. They returned as believers with a large pivot. And because of that large pivot of believers, Jesus Christ put a wall of fire. Now, there's no wall of fire around the United States of America. We don't have a large pivot. Our pivot is gone. It's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. The only hope for America is for Christians to turn back to God and the Word of God. And the pivot to become enlarged is the only hope we have. That happens, then Jesus Christ will be a wall of fire around America. But right now, the pivot's so small, Jesus Christ is not a wall of fire around America. And this client nation of God will be over and done. It could be over and done 1,000 different ways. At first I thought, well, it'll be over and done because we've got so many liberals and idiots and politicians that our enemies will just destroy us, nuke us out. Then I thought, no, we're so stupid, we'll let all of our terrorists come across the border and destroy us that way. And I go, no. We're doing such a great job that the Lord just says, they're going to destroy themselves from within, from their own stupidity and bad decisions. And then I go, no. I think Yellowstone, the largest volcanic crater and the entire nation will blow up, and the United States, two-thirds of it's gone. That's, and I just keep going on. Well, that, yeah. And all those are certainly possibilities. But I know this. There is no United States of America in the tribulation. No mention of the United States of America in the tribulation. Not at all. Not even a hint. We are a nothing. Russia is king of the north. China is kings of the east. The Pan-Arabic bloc, kings of the south, they're there. The revived Roman Empire, Europe and that, they're there. No United States of America. We are zero. And unless there is a great spiritual revival, we have no hope. When there is a large pivot, Jesus Christ is the wall of fire around the client nation of God and protects us. But he is not a wall of fire around America when the pivot's so small. Zechariah 14, verse 3. Then the Lord will go out and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split in two from east to west, forming a great valley with half of the mountain moving north and half moving south. So, point two, when the Lord Jesus Christ returns at the second advent and his feet touch down on the Mount of Olives, a huge earthquake will occur, splitting the Mount of Olives and forming a massive, deep valley. Zechariah 14, 3 and 4. 3. This is probably the place where Christ will judge the nations. 4. Because Jehoshaphat means the Lord judges, this valley will take on a new name. Jehoshaphat, the Lord judges. 5. So we have a play on words. The Lord's judgment of the nations will take place in the valley of the Lord judges. Jehoshaphat. So we have a play on words. The Lord's judgment of the nations will take place in the valley of the Lord judges, Jehoshaphat. So I will intensively gather all the Gentile nations, and I will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, the valley of the Lord judges, and I will judge them there. All right, pick it up there next time. Father, we thank you for your amazing grace. We thank you for the freedom we had to be here this evening to assemble in a Bible doctrine teaching church and to fellowship with you and your word. May you challenge us by what we studied. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.